Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right now, 6 months in, is the stock up or stock down for Bob Melvin? You know, the team can't score right now. Their pitching is elite. I feel like he's playing a variety of small ball games within every single game. I feel like he's done a pretty good job managing the bullpen, considering that they're one of the best bullpens in baseball. You now have Camilo Duvall as the closer, who had a great close yesterday to that game.
Great weekend for Camilo Duvall, by the way. His mom watching him for the first time in person as a professional. That was a really cool moment. By the way, actually, real quick, can I play that real quick?
Yeah, give
it. We have the sound from it. This from Saturday or Friday, Sammy. I think it's from Friday, if I'm not mistaken. That's right, Friday. Thumbs up.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We mentioned Camilo Duvall's mom, Rosa, is here, and we now have confirmation that that is her holding the phone in the pink.
Seeing her son for the first time in his professional career.
Rosa Duvall. That's a really cool moment. And if every parent ever, doesn't matter, the culture doesn't matter, got to get the phone out, got to zoom in, got to put it on the Facebook, right? So that was a really cool moment as we're talking about the Giants over the weekend and Camilo Duvall being a part of Bob Melvin's big decision making.
It's just crazy, you know, it's crazy that we just take little things for granted. It's the first time his mother had seen him pitch in person. That's crazy, you know, that's really awesome. So as we get to Bob Melvin, I mean, like the team has just been struggling to generate offense. And I don't think it's on Bob. Like he's not the one who's able to take the at-bats for some of these guys. Like Adames right now, Adames is batting 208. Adamas has been in the leagues quite some time. Is this on the hitting coach?
Yeah.
Or is this on the player?
Well, we'll ask J.C. Snow at 8 o'clock about Adamas and his struggles and what he would do in this situation, but it's not a good look right now. It's just not.
Chapman's at 235 right now and almost killed the first baseman, running up the line. Bailey's not hitting. So I guess what my point is that I feel like stock should be up on Bob Melvin. Where are you at? Stock up or stock down 6 months in? This year.
Stock is up on Bo Mel. Now, is it sky high? Is it rocketing? No, but it's definitely up from where we were last year, which was mediocrity. Now, I think a lot of last season, the blame was give me a little of that. Is this 80s? Stock up, stock down
it's a
music?
Little Wall Street.
I kind of like this. A little Gordon Gekko action. Sheen. Yeah. Okay, Greed not mad good. At that. Thank you.
Greed is good.
It is. Gekko. It is. But I would say up overall. Just given the expectations last year and the whole, Farhan thing, I felt like this was a clean slate for everyone. Buster Posey's now involved. I was going to give Bob a clean slate, whether you wanted to or not. I was choosing to do that. And you know what? It's June 2nd, and they're 7 games over .500 in the toughest division in baseball. Yeah, they're a playoff team, I still think. And now, are they going to fade if they don't make a big trade for another bat? Potentially, because it is concerning overall. And I don't know what he can do, Joe. Outside of, I don't know, is firing a hitting coach, is that going to change everything? I'm skeptical on that, right? That's like almost like the interim head coach in football. Why? Is that going to last a week or two? And then you'll fall flat back on your face. So it's up to the players at this point to hit. So I'm stock up on Bob, but the players need to be better. They do.
This is a huge week for the Giants. Four against the Padres.
Oh, you're going to the game tonight, right?
I'm going to the game tonight. And then you got the Braves over the weekend. This is a big one. And the Rockies can't come quick enough. Nine-win, 50-loss Rockies next Tuesday. I can't wait for that one. All right, so
we got Logan Webb tonight too, dude. You're chilling.
And Birdsong's been pitching great, and we'll get into him in a little bit. All right, Steve Kerr, your Golden State Warrior head coach, is the stock up or the stock down?
Sorry, I'm just so lost in this music. Stock up or down on Steve Kerr? This is almost like the intro or like in between music when he plays Street Fighter. This is also the noise that you hear.
Yeah.
Shout out Ken, always Hadouken. I'm going stock up on Steve. You know, I think a lot of people are down on him right now, whether that's what's going on with Kuminga, whether what's going on with Pajemski, whether you like all the minutes allocated to either of those players, I don't know. But where this team was just a couple months ago, Joe, we were talking about whether you even pick up Steve Kerr's option if you had one. We didn't even know the contract details heading into this year. But we were talking about, like, does he move on after this season? If you're just going to be one and done in the plan, or even if you don't make the plan, could he move on? And obviously the Popovich angle, is he going to go to the Spurs? People were like speculating that. Obviously that didn't happen. Steve Kerr's here to stay for this little iteration that is left between Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. I think Steve Kerr's tied in there. But I will say overall, this team was a 10th seed back in February, Joe, clinging to that. And then they made the Western Conference semifinals. And they lost their best player. I'm sorry, Steve Kerr, the stock is still up on Steve. For me, it's stock up.
See, I got stock up on Dunleavy, and I'm flatlined on Kerr.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm flatlined on Kerr. I'm not down. I'm not up. I'm kind of
looking for a heartbeat. That's what you're saying?
No.
You're flatlining?
No, I think it's right now it's a stable stock, but I'm not up or down. I'm kind of like.
Oh, you're in between.
I'm holding right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of like waiting it out.
Stock neutral for you.
I can't unsee the whole Kuminga thing. Now, I'm not saying that he's the only one who's culpable on it. Kuminga is absolutely culpable of his own career. But this, the handling of some of the guys on the roster, and it's been a little erratic for me. And I think that, I don't know. I'm very flatlined on Kerr. I want 888-957-9570. Is stock up or down on Steve Kerr? Because it seems to be like, whether it's the YouTube chat, the text line, people are very conflicted on Steve Kerr. I think Bob Melvin, everybody stock up. Steve Kerr, I'm seeing a mixed bag.
Well, it goes to expectations, right? So stock up on Melvin. We're willing to look past the struggling at-bats because we've never seen this current group, right, outside of that 1 year. But there were different players. Buster Posey was on that team. Brandon Crawford was on that team. There's a lot of moving parts. It was a different team a couple years ago when they won 100-plus games and won the division. But like this, we haven't seen this current group like ever be good. So the fact that they are 7 games over .500 right now, heading into June, tells me the team is on a right path. Now, the expectations for it is like, can you be a playoff team? Can we have meaningful baseball in September? I think that was the low mark for this Giants team heading into the year. Would you agree for that?
Yeah.
For Bob Melvin. So he's winning there. Whenever you have Stephen Curry, you got to be a playoff team. Meaningful basketball is what Steph wanted, okay? That's all they said. It wasn't championship. Let's all take a step back. we all agreed heading into this past season for the Warriors, the expectations were just get out of the play-in game and get a playoff series. I think that was the, at minimum, can we do that? Well, they did that. And what happened? They won in the first round. So they got to the second round. Now, you would like to have gotten greedy. Absolutely. And Steph getting hurt sucked. That was awful. They had a chance to win that and then get to the Western Conference Finals, potentially, had he stayed healthy. So, like, what do you want from Steve this past year? That's what I guess I would ask.
No, just hear me out.
What do you want from Steve this past year?
This is what I want, Steve. To win one game without Curry.
That's on the players, though. As much as we're saying Bob Melvin, like, the players have to help him out, players have to help Steve out, too. Jimmy couldn't get me, like, a bucket in the last 7 minutes.
All of them. I think, to me, Kerr and the crew. Like, it's never one or the other. It's both the players and the coach. But, yeah, to win one game, I expect them to find a way to win one
game. Steve can't go out there and hit
shots. Even if I took Kuminga off the board, okay? But he chooses lineups. Even if I took Kuminga off the board, which we can all agree, like, this is weird. This is weird, okay? Pajemski and Gary Payton Jr. and Kevon Looney at times when they weren't playing well, playing them too much, okay? Whatever happened with Moody, I don't know. Like, I'll put him to the side. Did TJD really deserve to be benched for 3 months? Three months?
But they were winning. Like, this is the thing in all this. Like, we all agreed that the Steve Kerr was doing everything right because they were winning.
Yeah, but that doesn't mask trying to put better combinations out there.
Well, no, it does mask when if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So whatever he was doing was right. The combinations were right. The Pajemski, Moody, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph lineup, starting lineup was working. You stuck with that. And yeah, TJD got the short end of the stick. And in hindsight, Joe, when a player like Stephen Curry goes down and all hands on deck, yeah, in that situation, it comes back to bite you in the ass. And it did. So I'll give you that.
You're asking what my criticisms are, and this is where my criticisms
are. That's fine, and I'm telling you, you're totally valid and feeling that way, but I do think it's we're being a little short-sighted here.
No, we're not. I think it was months of Kevon Looney looking very suspect, and he kept going with him and kept going with him. And look, we all love Kevon. This isn't but every now and then, you couldn't give him a minute to see if it works in the Houston series?
TJD wasn't going to be the difference maker.
Well, timeout. Zubac destroyed them. You were searching for somebody to give you size and athleticism for a month to end the season. All I'm saying is a minute? Like, but these are the little, you're asking stock up or stock down. I think there's a middle ground here. It's like, hey, he did a lot of really good things. There's some other ones, some back end of the roster stuff that I'm like, I would have tried some different stuff. That doesn't mean I hate him, and it doesn't mean he's not good. It just means there's some things that he left me wanting more on.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app. And of course, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios at Spadoni and Jasky, 1 hour down on this beautiful Monday here in the Bay. We're talking stock up, stock down amongst Bay Area coaches. Right now, we both agreed Bob Melvin for the Giants, stock is up. Right now, we're disagreeing on Steve Kerr. You're saying stock neutral for Steve.
It's like not flatline, but it's like, yeah.
Flatline has made me think
neither up nor down. Like, it's neither up nor down. It is what it is. Like, he's an all-time legend. But I think he needs to have an offseason where, you know, he recalibrates as well. I think it was a very big, big, big trade regular season. It jolted how they play basketball. And I think that him and his staff, as well as some of the players, to find out what does the roster look like. They need to come to the table with some new stuff next year.
Stock is up as far as I'm concerned with Steve Kerr. Do you agree or disagree? 888-957-9570. Because I thought he did a hell of a job. Obviously, we're using it through the Warriors lens, but he was coming off a gold medal win. You don't care about that when it comes to, because we're talking about the Warriors and how he's doing with that team, but that's fine. He's coming off a gold medal win. And again, they start off the year really hot. They lost one of their key starters, D'Anthony Melton. That sucked. You try to go out and get another point guard, Dennis Schroeder. Didn't fit, didn't work for whatever reason. You move off of him. Jonathan Kuminga is getting heavy minutes, playing well, but they're still just a 500 team, just muddied around a 500 team. And then you make the big trade after Kuminga gets hurt. You bring in Jimmy Butler, and we all agreed. We were sitting here, you and I, that was our first week together, saying the key to this season is going to be Steve Kerr and whether he could find the perfect puzzle pieces to fit together within this Warriors roster. And I think he did that. I think he did that. Now, when you lose that middle piece of the puzzle, Joe, you can't fix that. Like, you're going to be searching for that piece forever.
I didn't expect him to win the series.
But it gets the Stephen Curry piece that was the puzzle got stuck under a pillow mattress or something, or stuck in between a crack between the dresser. Like, that's what happened. And you got screwed. And that sucks. Sometimes it's as simple as that, I think. Just saying, yeah, you lost your best player. Like if Phil Jackson lost Kobe, and what she did at one point, you're cooked, right? If you lost, if you're Greg Popovich, you lose Kawhi Leonard, you're cooked.
Yeah, but the Niners lose Brock Purdy in the NFC Championship game. They didn't just roll it back. Like, they thought they had to continue to get better, right? Like, that's... So I hear you on that, but...
Well,
like,
the game was over at that point. You were there. That's what I'm saying. The series, it's not a series in football, but the game was over once Brock Purdy got hurt.
Did they quit?
You know, did the Warriors quit?
Shanahan actually, I thought, dialed up some crazy plays. They had a drive where they scored a touchdown with CMC, and they couldn't throw the ball more than 2 yards. So, like... I don't know, man. Like, we're just not going to see eye to eye on this. That's okay.
Did you think the Warriors quit on Steve Kerr?
No, I thought that Kerr kind of, not that he gave up. I didn't think that he coached the last couple of games like the season was on the line. Like, for example, not starting Jonathan Kuminga. This is not April. This was not March. Like, he was the only guy that had a pulse on your team. Like, so I didn't love it. I thought he was really good. Really good to great at times in the Houston series. And I thought that the Minnesota series got him a little exposed.
I don't know. I think we might be overrating just a little bit Jonathan Kuminga in his presence in all those final few games. Again, I get it.
Was the TJD aspect a revelation?
I guess. Like, not enough for me. Like, he didn't play enough for me. Like, they would go to him and then they would just 10, 12 minutes, then he'd be gone. I don't know.
So the coach that you're saying stock up is on didn't go back to that guy who was playing well.
Yeah, like, but I trust Steve Kerr when it comes to that. Hasn't he earned the benefit of the doubt with his trust level when it comes to this stuff? He's won 4 titles. He's been to so many championships.
But if you're assessing where he's at now, that is different than the resume. The resume is the resume. All-time great. Look, there was a taste in time. Bruce Bochy in 2019, if you watch the Giants games inside and out, 2019, kind of lost his touch a little. And that doesn't mean that Bochy isn't an all-time great. It was like, dude, he was kind of a day late and a dollar short on a lot of his roster decisions. And then he took some time off, and he came back, and clearly, like, he was rejuvenated. I think this happens in sports.
It was, as we've learned, it was more so the roster than Bochy, in my opinion, when it comes to that team. It's just, sometimes it's as simple as the players. They need to step up. The Warriors players didn't step up, and we're blaming Steve Kerr for it. And I don't agree with that. 888-957-9570.
I'm not even blaming Steve Kerr. I'm assessing whether he's up or down.
Okay, you're saying neutral. That's fine.
No, I'm just saying, like, he's kind of there. Like, again, I thought they did a really good job. Jimmy and Steph was clearly working. And now that we watch a lot of Jimmy possessions, let's actual possessions. They want to play ball the Curry way. They're going to have to adjust. You know why? Because Jimmy Butler wants to have the ball in his hands as the clock is ticking down. Now, what are the offensive sets that you're going to run to maximize the non-Steph minutes when Jimmy is holding the rock at the end of a shot clock? You need to be able to produce offense that gets you good looks. That is going to be an aspect that I think he's going to have to drill down on.
Well, yes, and I would now like an entire offseason with said player. He didn't have that opportunity and leeway to do that.
What I said on the front end.
No, for sure. But again, that's why I think he did such a hell of a job this past year. He didn't have any prep time. Let's bring in Jimmy Butler, of all people. The guy was just an absolute cancer in that Miami Heat locker room. His boy Eric Spoelstra saw that firsthand, who's very tight with Steve Kerr, obviously, being a part of his bench for the Olympics. So he brings him on there. And again, he was an open book. He didn't try to come in there with any bias towards the player at all. And everything worked out great. I know you're not saying the stock is down. That's not what you're saying at all in Steve Kerr. I just think we've just been extra hard on this guy because of the Kuminga stuff. And
I would take the other way. I think we do this thing where we're like, well, his best player got hurt. Can't assess anything. And it's like, well, okay, yes, his best player got hurt. And they're probably going to lose the series going away. No doubt about
it. They're definitely losing the series. Yeah.
Okay. But you don't escape analysis after that. Right? You don't think Steve Kerr has some things in his head and him and his staff have thought about from game 2, game 3, game 4 and game 5 when Steph wasn't on 4? Or do you think they're like, oh, nothing of you?
Yeah.
Can't learn anything.
What was on his mind was in that, game 3 when they should have won the game, It's like, why didn't Jimmy Butler score in the last 7 minutes?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.